at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at GoRedForWomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of fannies, silks, and scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improved sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Iviana Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can click onto our website, log on. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Momentum Monday. If you're just getting your week started, we hope that you're off to a great start. Well, if you're just peeking out this morning, it is a crisp, cool morning. We hope that you had an incredible Mother's Day weekend. I know a lot of people are traveling back this morning on the highways, headed back home from a great, hopefully what was a great Mother's Day weekend. I know the weather seemed like it was going to be a little bit daunting, but you know, it all worked out. The weather was great, and we hope that your weekend was great as well. I know ours certainly was. It was very relaxing, had a great time, and it was just a time to really reflect on being grateful for what you have, and making sure that we love our mothers and the people that are in our lives while they're here. You know, as we have seen so much death in our family and in families, extended families, and just families in general, what we know is that life is very, very short. And so what we've got to do is we've got to focus on the people that are here. We've got to love them. We've got to express that love. And you know what we decided, my mother and I and the women in my family, we decided that every day is Mother's Day. We talk about our gratitude and our appreciation for each other all the time. So it wasn't about gift giving. It was just about being grateful. And you know, it's just a thought that we should all consider. Sometimes we take for granted the people in our lives and we think that they're going to always be there. But what we are learning every single day is that life is short. And so we've got to live while we're living it. We've got to enjoy the people that are in our lives. And most importantly, we've got to share with those people that we do appreciate them. And sometimes that goes unsaid. Sometimes we just think that people should know, or we just expect that they know. And they don't always. Sometimes it's just simply saying, I love you. I appreciate you. Wives, husbands to wives, mothers to their daughters, and vice versa. It's just about speaking those words that go a long, long way. So this morning, if you're getting ready, you're getting the kids
off to school. You know, we're winding down just days away from school ending. Our theme has been and continues to be to our son and to your kids as well, to finish strong, not to quit, to make sure that they dig in, dig deep, and finish strong. Also, as always, we like to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. And you know they're in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling in, we hope that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. Stay engaged and watch out for kids that are walking to school and that are standing at bus stops. And this morning as we were traveling in, you know, if you're traveling on highways, there's still kids that are catching buses like on the highway, literally, and are standing out there. And sometimes, like this morning, those kids are unattended. And what I love is we stopped way ahead, or way before the bus. We stopped. And then the child that was getting ready to get on the bus, even though the arms were out, the bus was stopped, the traffic was stopped, he waited for the bus driver to say that it was safe for him to come. So if you're not paying attention, then it creates problems because all the time there's not an adult out there to make sure. And sometimes just one wrong move, one text message, one looking away from the road can make a difference. And so we usually leave earlier, and or we don't necessarily catch the buses on the highway that are stopping for kids. But this morning we did, and it allowed us to see just another reason why we remind you to be careful. Kids are not really sure what to do, and they're waiting for us, and they're expecting that we're going to protect them, that we're going to watch out for them. So if you're traveling in this morning, and we know that you are, we want you to slow down. Just pure and simple, stay engaged. I say it every morning, and I know it's tough not to answer that text message or not to look at that phone or not to even talk on the phone. But it's a time, especially if you're taking your kids to school, that you can just fellowship with them and you can just talk about expectations for the week. You can talk about the weekend. You can just have that time, especially as our kids get older, they're not talking as much. But if we spend that good quality time in the morning just saying, okay, what are your expectations today? What does your schedule look like today? You know, and just have that very meaningful conversation. Give them that good, positive affirmation to get their week going, to get their momentum going. And you know, we talk about momentum all the time. It's that impetus. It's that forward motion. It's that ready to go. And you know, we talk about momentum on Monday because it's so important. Monday has such a bad reputation. Everybody talks about Monday and dragging in and dreading Monday. But we look at Monday differently. We look at Monday as an amazing beginning. And we expect that Monday is going to be great. And what we try to do is we try to give you that good, positive energy to make sure that you change your thinking, you change your demeanor, that you see your cup half full as opposed to half empty. And when you look at it like that, I promise you it makes the day better. If you're going in already with dread, then what you're doing is you're giving that negative energy to your children. You're giving it to the people that you work with. And guess what? It's reciprocity. You give what you put out. So if you put out good stuff, you'll get good stuff back. If you put out bad stuff, don't expect anything good to come. Y'all, it's Momentous Monday. It's 7:44. Today, of course, is May the 13th, and you're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you what's next. Stay with us.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:49. Today, of course, is Momentous Monday. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. The Real Solutions in Healthcare. It's a new way to get Medicaid and LaChip to care for your family and yourself. And all you've got to do, it is open enrollment. Pick up the phone, 1-855-229-6848. 1-855-229-6848. Also, American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than two decades, right here in Alexandria. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive. And you know, as I talk about American Wholesale Mattress, this morning when I woke up and I'm sleeping on my Tempur-Pedic pillow, I said to myself, wow, ever since I started sleeping on this pillow, I have not once complained of having a crook in my neck or my neck just feeling uncomfortable. Like, you know, some mornings when you wake up and you just say, gosh, I must have slept wrong. And your neck, you get that crook in your neck and it lasts for days. Well, you know what? When you're sleeping on the right mattress and the right pillow, that absolutely does not happen. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or you can phone them at 318-443-9524. Kara or David are always there to make sure that you get the best in sleep care. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, we remind you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And McDonald's of Alexandria. This morning, we've got lots going on, and I'll tell you more about it in just a little bit. But as I was looking at some of the things that were going on in the news, it was almost surprising, but maybe not really surprising, that Barbara Walters announced her retirement. Now, this after she went on The View, and I really don't get this, you know. She went on The View and she said, I'm not going anywhere. And DC said that's probably because they're making her go. But I mean, she boldly declared, I'm not going anywhere. DC. She said, these are simply rumors. I'm not leaving. And then this, well, several hours ago, the report comes out.
That simply means that the deal wasn't done yet.
Is that what that means?
That's all that means. I'm not going anywhere. The deal's not done.
And so that was just a really coy way of saying maybe the contract hadn't been signed yet. The deal is not closed. It's not inked. So I am still here. And so this is what she said. She said, well, this is what the article says. It says, after an expansive and distinguished career that made her one of the best known journalists in the world, Barbara Walters is calling it quits. ABCnews.com reported that late yesterday. Says the newscaster will announce today on her show, The View, that after 37 years with ABC News, she will be retiring in the summer of 2014. So obviously that's when the contract ends in 2014. And she says that she will continue to host The View and report for ABC News until she retires in 14. And they're saying she began 1961 at ABC News, at NBC's Today, and eventually went on to do other things. But she has had really an illustrious career, 50 years in the business, and now she's calling it quits. And she is saying, this is what she is saying, she is saying she will not ask for any other assignments. She will not do any more interviews, or she won't be saying, when I go there, it, you know, that's it. She said, once I'm done, I'm done. She said, I'm not doing any more interviews, not doing any more appearances, not doing any more reports or whatever it is that she does. And so I just find that interesting. And she also said, and I'm not leaving to do another program. I'm not going to CNN. But, you know, you look at the rumors and she stands or sits there unequivocally and says she's done or she's not leaving. And then just days later or a couple weeks later, she comes out saying that she's retiring. So you never know what's going on. But nevertheless, she has had a wonderful career and nothing to be sad about. You know, I guess it's always difficult leaving, but she's still got until 2014. So she'll still be on The View and still be doing the things that she does until 2014. On another front, We got a chance to watch the PGA this weekend. Tiger Woods, D.C., looks like he's back in full form. He looks great. He looks like the Tiger of old. And this made his 78th title. And so it was just, you know, we watched Tiger, and we've watched him from the beginning. We watched as his dad was there. And then we watched him just kind of go into a slump where it just looked like nothing was happening. And, you know, as we watched the PGA on Sunday, it just made me think about possibility, and it made me think about life. And, you know, when we put those signs up, whether we put them up literally or figuratively, that say, don't quit, what that meant to me is that if he would have quit when he was having those challenges, if he would have listened to what some of the pundits tried to say, that he was washed up, maybe he was done, then, you know, what would have happened, DC, if he would have just let it go then? If he would have just quit when the chips were down, when he was in a slump, when he wasn't playing well. And really what that gave me is hope for possibility, that you can go through things, you can go through slumps in life, in your career, in your family, in your marriage. But if you just don't quit, if you just hang in there, a better day is coming, especially when you have the gift. And what he did was he let the gift carry him, and the gift sustained him, even in those times when it didn't look so great. And so when you just hang in there, when you just press in and you don't quit, and I think that's so important that we teach our kids not to quit. When we look at people, I mean, you can look at his situations and at his past, Anna, at his past, and you, I'm giving DC a name, and you could say, well, you know what? If he can hang in there, if he can stand, I can too. And so the moral of the story is, if you're on your way this morning or you're sitting at your desk, you're listening via the internet, no matter what has happened, if you live to fight another day and you know that there's greatness there, or that you have the ability, then all you do is just keep standing, and great things happen. And so we're super excited for him, and we can't wait to see what's going to happen next. It was a great match. He finished only 2 strokes ahead, so it was just a great, great golf match to watch. Everybody, it's 7:57, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about etiquette, but we're going to be talking about it with a foremost expert on the subject. So this is a conversation you'll want to stay on point for. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
It's
the credit union with a heart.
Part of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5, and don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, you know, we like to talk about etiquette a lot. And what we generally do is we look at articles and we just kind of talk about what they say. But what we decided to do on this momentous Monday is we decided to bring in one of the foremost experts. And let me introduce you to her. Her name is Anna Post. She is the great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post and the co-author of Emily Post's Etiquette 18th edition. She is also the co-author of great get-togethers and the author of Do I Have to Wear White? We welcome Anna Post to the OPT Network for the very first time. Anna, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. So this is a new book, but before we start talking about the book, I want to talk about what etiquette is and why it's important.
Etiquette is something that I think people often have this idea of etiquette as the scold you got from your mom whenever you didn't do something right, or the threat of etiquette classes if you were misbehaving. And etiquette is really actually something that we're all very familiar with. It's how we interact with other people. It's really that simple and that broad. So anytime you have an interaction with another person, there is an etiquette to that. There is a sense of what you expect others to do and how you're expected to respond, from anything from a greeting or a handshake to things that get a little bit more complex. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I mean, if you think about it the other way, you know, taking out the internet, of course, it's a little hard to be rude or polite in a room by yourself. It really does take two people.
Absolutely. And so you have written expansively, and your family, and we were talking about this before the show started, that you just have a long history of etiquette. And I wanted to talk about how that was birthed in your great-great-grandmother back in the 1920s.
Yes, so Emily was about 50 years old in 1922 when etiquette first came out, and she had been a writer, a novelist before that. So she was no Edith Wharton, but she was familiar with writing, and she was a good writer. And she'd also grown up in New York society, sort of rubbing elbows and all of that, So she understood what was expected of people, but she didn't like the etiquette books that were out. And Funkin' Wagnalls asked her to write the book, and she said, oh, it'll be really short. It really just boils down to a few things. Well, 600-plus pages a year later, and you had etiquette, and it was really an overnight hit. I think at that time, you know, people were back from World War One. Mm-hmm. People were moving into cities, and they were becoming more affluent, and they wanted to know what was what, and so she spelled it out.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I love the most, Anna, about Emily, is that this happened when she was 50 years old. And so I think that speaks volumes all in and of itself. And I was talking about Tiger Woods, and I was talking about when you don't quit, going into slumps. You know, what she's shown is that even at 50 years old, it's never too late to find something that you're gifted at doing, that you're great at doing. And she did something that has been passed down from generation to generation to generation.
Yes, and you know, it's a neat business that we have. It's a family business. I work with all of my immediate family, parents and my sibling and cousin and some aunts. And, you know, it's really nice that we've been able to have this wonderful business from her, because the topic is very evergreen. Even though some of the manners have changed, you know, I don't wear little white gloves out in public, and mm-hmm. I have to say I'm kind of okay with that. but on the other hand, there's things that have stayed the same. Like, we do think it's still really important to write handwritten thank you notes, even in this age of email, and they're a little under threat, but I think they're holding strong. And so the topic and people's interest in it is something that's always there and always fresh. And a lot of the way that Emily talked about it in terms of, you know, some of the underlying ways that we want to treat each other with consideration and respect and honesty, those are always here. Those are always with us. And I don't think that will change. It's just how we apply it in our modern world.
And so you talked about handwritten notes as just one of the things that you think are still good to do. But then in this world of emails and text messages, how does that weigh into that?
You know, it's a balance these days. I think it's one of the reasons people feel a little stressed out by etiquette sometimes these days, or not knowing what to do. We have so many more options, from what it means to dress casually to how we talk to one another. It's a much less formal society. I mean, all you have to do is watch Mad Men or Downton Abbey to get a clear mm-hmm. sense of that. And, you know, thank you notes are another one, where now it's not just one option to write a thank you note. You could text it. You could email mm-hmm. it. You could post it on Facebook. You could tweet it. Mm-hmm. And so you need to think more about what's appropriate to the situation.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, anytime it's a gift or somebody takes you out to dinner or has you over to their house or, you know, does you a major favor, takes your dog while you're on vacation, that's a thank you note in handwriting.
Mm. And so you talk about the importance of everyday manners. Have we gotten away from that? And let's talk about what they are, just in case people have forgotten or just never really knew.
Sure. So some everyday manners are, you know, pretty much whatever your mom or your parental figure taught you when you were little. say please and thank you. Mm-hmm. Hold a door for someone. And that could be, that doesn't have to be men holding a door for women, although, of course, that's very nice. But, you know, helping each other out, being aware of the people around you, and just doing little nice things like that. You know, shaking hands and looking someone in the eye when you meet them. These little things really add up to what makes our society, the baseline for how we interact as a society and what makes it tick. And, you know, some of them, yes, I do think that people are more casual sometimes with their manners, or they think, oh, it doesn't really matter if I do that. And especially the really simple ones, the simplest ones are often the ones that I think matter the very most. I'll tell you an example, and that's saying please and thank you in email. I can't tell you the number of times I have people say, well, it's just an email, and it's maybe at work. It's their job. They should do it anyway. And I'm thinking, sure, they should, but if they don't want to do it because you didn't say please, how about you just type please?
Wow.
You know, why have this whole problem over a word that turns a demand into a request? And yes, they should do it anyway, but it's a whole lot nicer the other way around.
And I think that the more that we talk about it, it makes people more aware. We call Mondays on the OPT Momentum Mondays, and sometimes we get away from just those small things, like you say, those magic words that you talk about in the book, please, thank you, excuse me, I'm sorry. Why do you think, as a society, we have gotten away from those very basic and simplistic things that go such a long, long way with people?
You know, I think in part it's because the way that our communities work today, and this isn't a blanket answer, but, you know, we often don't know our neighbors anymore. You know, we know a select group of people, and we sort of think, well, it's just too exhausting to try to pay attention to and you know, be nice to everybody. And it's a little overwhelming. The number of interactions you have with strangers today is much higher, I think. I can't prove it statistically, although I think it's a pretty safe bet, is higher than I think it used to be. And I think people get exhausted by that sometimes. But that's, you know, that's not the only answer. Technology is another part of this. And the blinders we get on when we suddenly have a phone ringing or beeping and asking for our attention, we're not meaning to be rude to the people around us. Nobody's thinking, I'm going to answer my phone so that I can be rude. I mean, that's just not how it works. But instead what happens is our priority shifts. It shifts from being considerate of those around us to, oh, that might be the babysitter, or maybe my husband, you know, needs to add something to the grocery list. These are very understandable things. But on the same token, juggling that extra priority, people don't always make the right call. And there are times you need to answer the phone, but step away from other people so it doesn't bother them. Yes, even if that means losing your place in the grocery line, if you're going to suddenly have a call from work, don't do it in the grocery line. You know, it's not the right place. Captive audiences are the worst. You don't want to hold people hostage to your phone call about the cat at the vet.
And so there is a way, if your phone is ringing and you are engaged, say you're in a conversation or you're in a meeting, and you need to take the call, is it going to be impolite to take the call at that moment, or, you know, how should we handle that?
Typically, yes. When you, but there's an exception to this that I think can work well. It's just all about how, it's not so much if you're going to take the call, it's how you're going to take the call, because we all have calls we have to take from time to time. It's just how the world works today. But here's the thing, for the most part, you know, it's better if you can manage your time and your relationships so that your focus stays on the person you're with instead. And you reach down and you switch the call to voicemail, even though most of us think it's a pain to listen to voicemail. That's why we have it. But there are times if you know you're going to have to take the call, that's the time to say in advance, listen, there's a call that may come through. I'll have to step out. And then when it happens, people know what's going on. It's not a surprise. They're not wondering, well, gosh, I guess I'm not very interesting or important. And instead, you then step away to take that phone call and come back when you're ready to give your full attention to somebody again, somebody in person.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break here. We're joined by Anna Post. Her book is called Emily Post's 18th edition, Manners for a New World. Great information. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
By Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the conversation this morning, let me just say that this segment is sponsored by the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor. Rosa Fields is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information on home, auto, life, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. We're joined this morning by Anna Post. She is the great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post, and she is the co-author of Emily Post's 18th edition, Manners for a New World. And during the break, we were talking about lots of things in the book. And I want to talk about, Anna, shaking hands, or the four steps to the correct greeting.
Sure. And, you know, the very first step is the one that I think some people miss sometimes. So this is a great chance to up your handshake game a little bit. And that's to always stand up when somebody extends their hands to shake hands. You're meeting them on eye level. It's a really, really nice thing to do, even if it's someone you already know and you're just shaking their hand. You know, if you're at dinner, say, and, you know, you've already washed up beforehand, stand up, shake the hand, say hello, talk to the person as soon as they leave the table. You can go wash up again at that point and then continue your meal. So step one is to stand up. The second step
Let me stop you right there, Anna. So if you're at a meeting and someone comes in late and you're seated and they want to shake hands, is it still important that you stand up?
Yes, if they've extended the hand, then I would stand up and, you know, do your end of the handshake. Even if they're interrupting the meeting a little bit, that's their mistake, not yours, to be doing that. And so then stand up, shake their hand, and, you know, and then you can sit back down and the meeting can continue at that point.
Okay. All right. And then next.
So step two, and I might have these two out of order, so forgive me, but it all gets us to the same place.
Sure.
You know, a nice, you know, an eye contact and a smile. Eye contact is a sign of acknowledgement. I see you right here in the handshake. And the smile is just welcoming. It's just nice and friendly. And then you're going to have a nice firm grip. So a complete handshake, not one of those sort of just fingertips only limp fish. Those are just so creepy.
Uh-huh. They make you want to go wash your hands sometimes.
They make you want to go wash your hands. That's right. So and then, you know, sometimes you get the people who really do the crusher. You're not trying to prove anything here. Just a nice firm grip. And the last is to say the person's name. Again, it's a sign of acknowledgement if you're meeting them for the first time, and it may help you to remember a little bit as well.
And do you think sometimes that women overshake to show that they are strong?
You know, it's possible that they do. Some women also do the fingertip to avoid getting the vice grip from other people. So, you know, and just a couple pumps up and down of the hand. You don't want to hang out there for forever.
Well, that's good information. I think a lot of people overdo the handshake. And then a lot of people say, excuse my seat. They sit and they shake. Now, talk about if there is a situation where you really don't want to shake because of whatever reason, maybe somebody has a cold or you have a cold, you know, how do you handle those situations?
Sure. You know, in my, just to split hairs for a second, in my perfect world, you'd always shake a hand. And if, you know, they had had a cold or something, you'd just go wash up afterwards. However, we all need to stay safe and healthy, and so if there's a situation where you just can't do it, just sort of put your hands up in front of you, you know, gently, not hand in the face, but just gently, and say, you know, excuse me for not shaking hands, with a smile, but it's lovely to meet you. The handshake is there to show respect for the other person, that you see them and acknowledge them and value them, and that's what the handshake is saying. And if you don't do the actual handshake, those words get the same sense across. You know, excuse me for not shaking hands, so they know that this isn't going to happen. But it's a pleasure to meet you, or it's so nice to see you again, whatever it might be. And that rolls us through the handshake for those moments where you really just can't do it.
Now, there's something that you talk about that's really near and dear to my heart, because I'm a hugger. And you talk about with women. But, you know, I think you have to be careful. All the women really that come on the show, but I always ask first, are you a hugger? Or in other words, is that okay? But you write about that. So let's talk about that.
See, I love in your scenario, what I love and what makes yours work so well is that you ask first, because, you know, it is somewhat of a business situation, if you will, people coming in to be on the show. And in business, it's really all about the handshake in the U.S. But, you know, I can tell just from talking to you for a few minutes that you're an incredibly warm person and that this is a natural thing for you to want to do. But I like that because it's business, you're thinking to ask them first. And that way, if someone really wasn't, they could say, oh, no, I'm not a hugger. And then you know that you should shake their hand instead. So I think you're hitting that one dead on. I think that's really, really great. But for other people who, you know, maybe aren't always huggers, if somebody is coming at you, arms out, ready mm-hmm. to envelop you, and this just is not your thing, mm-hmm. at the earliest moment possible, just extend your handshake instead. Even if there's a brief awkward moment while they redirect, mm-hmm. If this really isn't your thing, that's the best way that you can signal instead.
Absolutely. And I think that there are so many of those uncomfortable situations, Anna, where especially if you're a woman and there's a man and he goes to embrace and you extend your hand, there is sort of that awkwardness. And a lot of people really, quite honestly, feel obligated.
Yes, and it's going to be a personal choice. I know people who are not huggers who just go through with the hug because they don't want the awkwardness of redirecting someone else's behavior. So this is completely a personal choice, but from an etiquette point of view, if you want to try the redirect by putting your hand out the first moment you see the the arms start winging out, then I think that that's a reasonable option, especially in the business world,
mm-hmm.
Where that physical closeness gets very uncomfortable for mm-hmm. people sometimes in business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is your mom, you're hugging.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I want to talk about graceful exits. Now, when we had Dr. Maya Angelou on the show, she talked about making a gaffe. She was at an event where the President of the United States of America, President Obama, was speaking, and she said, I made a gaffe. She said, I had to leave before he left. And she said, it is not appropriate that you leave before the president. And she said, so what I did was I wrote a handwritten letter and I sent them an apology. I told them, you know, I was in need of oxygen. I understood that it was a social gaffe and I apologized. So how do we make those graceful exits when we are having to leave maybe early or, you know, just leaving, period?
Sure. Well, Ms. Angelou did it perfectly. I mean, that, you know, and this is for her health, too. I mean, nobody, even the president, is going to argue with that.
Uh-huh.
You need your oxygen.
But she really felt badly that she had to leave before he did.
Yes, and that's one where, you know, I do think that she handled it beautifully. If you can warn people in advance, give them a heads up that you will have to do this, then you know they already understand. And I think that her note in that case, since they might not have known, was really a lovely gesture so that there would be no misunderstanding. But, you know, look, we all make mistakes. I'm an etiquette expert. I make mistakes. The best thing that you can do when that happens is to do just what she did, and whether it's in person or it's by a note, to just offer a simple apology and explanation if it helps, but not to the point where you're excusing your behavior completely as though you have no personal responsibility for, you know, your own actions.
Mm-hmm.
But acknowledging our mistakes when they happen is a really natural thing. And I think that our society today has too much of a tendency, maybe it's courts and people worried about being sued trickling over into social life, but I think that we have a real hesitation to ever admit we're wrong, ever, even on the tiny little things we're really actually
mm-hmm.
wrong about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it can be an apology when it's owed is really powerful. An apology when it's not owed sort of gives away your own power and respect a little bit. But when it is owed, then we all know how to, you know, just calm down for a moment and simply offer that for a mistake that we've made. And that sort of completes the circle.
Absolutely.
Then there's no awkwardness later on. You know you've done your part.
Absolutely. Let me do this, Anna. Let me take a quick break. And can you come back with us for one more segment?
Sure.
When we come back, we're going to talk about social media. But before we leave this segment, I want to say also that Dr. Angelou said that Mrs. Obama wrote her a very, very nice note saying she completely understood and she was honored. And we will be having Mrs. Obama on Point on Thursday. So we might need to talk about the etiquette for that interview. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentous Monday, and it's 8:37 Central Standard Time. It's 9:37 Eastern Time. And today, of course, is May 13th. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm. And if you haven't noticed, the creatures are coming out. The critters are coming out. Snakes are coming out. We live in the country. We see it. You gotta make sure that you connect with good pest control, not only for your business, but not only for your home, but for your business as well. And this is how you can do it. 318-448-4000. They'll come out and tell you absolutely at no cost what it will take to get your property or your business under control in terms of pest. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. McDonald's of Alex of Pineville. And then we want to remind you that St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital has those mammograms absolutely 100% free. We're reminding every woman, I don't care if it's been 5 years since you've had a mammogram. I don't care if you've never had a mammogram. There are no excuses. If you're 40 years old or older, uninsured or underinsured, the number to phone, 318-487-1122. Diane Kitts is the contact person, and she'll help you. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, it's all about etiquette. And rather me tell you, we said, why not get an expert on the subject to talk about those things that we sometimes forget about. So this morning, we're joined by Anna Post. Her book is Emily Post's 18th edition, Manners for a New World. And Anna, we were talking during the break about how we maybe are not losing sight of etiquette, but etiquette is being reinvented, and we just really are seeing it fall by the wayside, change every single day. But now when we talk about social media, let's talk about the etiquette that we need to use when dealing with social media, especially Facebook, Twitter, and things of that nature.
Sure. I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make is something that I call they don't talk to their entire audience. And by that, I mean we often have more Twitter followers or Facebook friends than we talk to on a regular daily basis. You know, our closest circle, sure, we're probably interacting with them on there. But you've got friends who found you from grade school who are on there too. And even though you don't interact every day, they read and see what you post. And there's often things we'd say to our close circle of friends or just ways we might say it that we wouldn't say to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it doesn't, and I'm talking about the things that are natural and normal. I'm not talking about inappropriate things that you shouldn't be talking about even with your friends. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's the type of thing where we have almost a shorthand with our friends sometimes, or we express strong opinions with our friends that we maybe wouldn't be broadcasting to the whole world. And it can be very alienating for people. So that's one. And the other is oversharing, even with your close friends.
Oversharing.
Yes. You know, I'm sure it's lovely that your baby is, saying a word now, but we don't need to hear 15 times a day every single thing. You know, share the big moments or, you know, the 18 photos of your sandwich that people take with Instagram that
mm-hmm.
feeds to Facebook. And, you know, we can maybe dial it back just a little bit how much we're sharing or the overshare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to hear about how your husband snores. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when do you know if you have gotten into, quote unquote, oversharing?
The tricky part is that most people don't know because they don't think to ask, and that's the key. Sit back and think before you post something. If I gathered all my Facebook friends in an auditorium and I pictured them all sitting there, would I still tell this to all of them? Really?
Mm.
Is this really what I want to say to all of them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's something that's better in an email to your closest friends instead, because you've got options here on how to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about email as you talk about email. And you know, email is changing. A lot of people feel like they can just kind of run on or they can just kind of put it out there. Should email be very much like writing?
It should and it shouldn't, because what I think happens with emails, it almost starts to become, when we get into the replies back and forth, especially in business,
mm-hmm.
or the shorter replies, maybe scheduling a dinner with some friends, it almost starts to become like a transcript of a written conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally okay if the hi and, you know, talk to you later or sincerely or thank yous at the closing, if those drop off after a couple of exchanges,
mm-hmm.
but keep them on there for the first few. And for business, for especially people you don't know, then yes, it is very much like writing a traditional business letter.
Mm-hmm.
And you should think of it as such. The last thing I'll say is that if your email is so long that you have to start to scroll to read the whole thing, just think about whether maybe that could be a phone call or a meeting
mm-hmm.
instead.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's important because especially if you're a person like we are, we get a lot of emails.
Oh,
and
I bet.
a lot. And so you don't want to, like you talked about oversharing on Facebook, you don't want to overshare even, do you? In an email, because people are busy.
people are busy. And the other thing that happens is people, you know, so long as you're into more factual things in an email sharing pertinent information, people tend to do okay. The place where they get in trouble is when they get gossipy, is when they get really negative opinions going on, or, you know, inappropriate jokes or things like that, because we have a forward button and people use it. And if you wouldn't put it on a bulletin board in the middle of your office, or, you know, on, you know, in front of your street, something like that, then you probably shouldn't be putting it down in email, because you can't control it after you send it.
Absolutely. And so talk about, and you talk about this in the book, when it's okay to unfriend a friend on Facebook.
If someone's making you really uncomfortable, if they're posting things that you don't like, or photos, or using language that you don't like, just generally you don't feel good about this, your page is your own responsibility. And that goes, you know, for your own sake, as well as for other people who may see this person as well. I've done it once or twice where people were just posting things where I thought, you know, if one of my clients saw this, I don't even like seeing it. So why do I have this person here? But here's the thing. These were people that, you know, I'd known from long, long ago, and to have them drift off was sort of, that was okay. If it's somebody that you actually have regular contact with in the quote-unquote real world, then you might need to have a conversation and say, listen, I had to unfriend you. Here's why. Because they might not
realize. Tell them? You go ahead and tell them that you unfriended
them? If you see this person on a regular basis, they're going to notice, and it's going to become the elephant in the room otherwise. You can almost start to tell them like you're doing them a favor. Listen, you know, things got a little too heated on Facebook there, so I had to take this off. I hope you understand. And they may not right away, but you're going to have to stick by your guns on that one. The thing not to do is to get to schoolmarmy about it with people. But the other thing that I don't think works is people will, you know, have a little tiff with a friend. I've actually seen couples do this. Couples have a little tiff, and they unfriend each other, or they say they're not in a relationship anymore, when really they're just kind of having a moment and they're going to reconnect a few hours or a day or two later. It is so confusing for all your friends. Don't do that to them. You know, don't play around with that button. You only use it when you mean it.
And you know, you talked about bullying too at some point. Is there too much bullying, too much gossiping, too much fighting, too much junk happening on Facebook, too much beef going on Facebook?
You know, bullying is something that, you know, especially with kids, is a really serious matter, and I'm actually not a total expert in it, except to say that it is not okay under any circumstances.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I want to just be, I'm mostly trying to be respectful of the people who are the experts and not try to tread into their territory and just say full respect and listen to the experts on that one, because it really becomes a safety issue and goes even beyond etiquette. But no, absolutely not okay. And, you know, negativity in general on Facebook, people don't like it. I've done a lot of work with Intel in the past, and they did a study last year, and one of the things they found was that, you know, some of the top pet peeves people had for how people use social media, especially from a mobile device, is the negativity. They really, really don't like the negative comments and the complaining on Facebook. So, you know, it's like your mother always told you, if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it.
Absolutely. Anna Post, we want to thank you so much for spending the earliest and the best part of your morning with us. Before you got to go, give people your website and tell them how they can get Emily Post's Etiquette 18th Edition.
We're at emilypost.com, and from there you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and all that good stuff. And our books are available wherever books are sold, including at Amazon or through our website.
Absolutely. Anna, you have been absolutely incredible. Great tips. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5, and don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Momentous Monday. Today is May the 13th, and this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie can be reached at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent Kyle Wolf is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. And you know, as we're wrapping up the show, we wanted to start Monday off this week with some momentum, talking about etiquette, what it is and why it matters and why it's important just in every single day living. And one of the things that DC has said for many, many years about his sixth grade teacher, Miss Keller, Audrey Keller. And he said, you said one of the things that she taught, was that sixth grade? One of the things that she taught in sixth grade that stayed with him his entire life were those words. Remember how, I don't know if they still have those bulletin boards in the classrooms like they used to back in the day. But she had those, what Anna calls those magic words. Please, thank you, excuse me, you're welcome, I'm sorry. Just those words that sometimes we forget to use. Words that can make all the difference. May I? You know, you can please, you can win so many people with just those little simple words. Will you please, especially if you're in a leadership position and you're wanting someone to get a job done, you don't necessarily have to assert yourself as the leader in that you're making a command. If you add please, if you say thank you to a job well done, you will see that you will win more people than if you're just somebody that is rude and crude and you feel that others are obligated, even when they are obligated. They're just simple things. And we have been noticing just our environment and people and their etiquette and just little things like walking through a door. I don't care if somebody is walking behind me, just as a simple courtesy, I just hold the door. You know, there was a time when we were growing up that children, or even adults, we didn't walk into a room without speaking. And that's one of the things that the old folk would say, or we thought they were the old folk would say, speak. You need to speak. And I think we're getting away from teaching our kids this. And as the next generation grows up, we're seeing that they're not quite as mannerable. Well, maybe they're not because we're not teaching them about etiquette. We're not teaching them good, proper manners, like saying please, saying thank you. And that's one of the things, y'all, with our kids, we cannot let up on. You know, your kids are going to win more favor with being kind, but we will too as adults. And it starts with us. It starts as adults. And I want to start by saying, as I always do, thank you for listening and spending the very best part of your morning. And we mean that from the deepest part of our hearts. We know that you don't have to, but we appreciate you. We thank you for spending your mornings with us. We want to remind you that we will be having Mrs. Obama, the First Lady of the United States of America, on point Thursday. So we're super excited about that. And we expect to see you there. Thank you so much again for spending your morning again with us. As always, we love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a momentous Monday. And you know what? We're going to see you right back here on Tuesday morning. Have a great day. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gone.
On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpoint.com.